the issues of child support after a divorce. Some individuals refuse to pay the court-ordered child support. They don't think their ex-spouse uses it for what it's intended for. They also do it as a control issue that affects their ex-spouse. They want to make it financially difficult for them to get by. This is often a form of retaliation for getting a divorce. Others simply can't afford to pay child support for one reason or another. They may have too many other bills. The cost of paying for all the living expenses for yourself can be very hard. When you have a huge amount of child support to pay on top of it, you may find it almost impossible to make ends meet. Changes in a person's finances, such as changing job, getting laid off, medical problems, and even getting married again, can really affect the amount of disposable income available. Millions of dollars is unpaid child support that is owed to one parent all over the world. Some locations go to the extremes to get people to pay what they owe at any cost. For example, a parent who loses their right to drive, to hunt, or to obtain an income tax refund, if they owe child support, they will lose that right. This is due to the fact that so many people are relying on public assistance due to not getting the amount of child support that is owed to them. For many divorced people, child support can be a financial burden. As a result, they may try to get the courts to change things in their favor. For example, they may ask for more parenting time so that they can pay less in child support. There are those that don't get to see the children very often as it is, so they choose to terminate their parental rights as part of a deal with the other parent. They agree not to have any say in the children's life in exchange for not having to pay any child support. This can leave children feeling like they weren't wanted and they don't see the financial severity of the issue.